Gora Graganya Gana Go to Guloruharam Goranga Guda Tamago Pyada Kopa Briksham Gopala Gada Rati Dam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Molane Purna Brahma Tapatraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Panchakalpa Tarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we have text 5 of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam in front of us. Very nice topic. So I don't know if everybody can see this well enough or not. If you come a little closer, maybe you can. We can recite this together in the same melody that we did yesterday. Haridayitam apurvam Radhika kundam atma Priya sakamiha kante Narmala lingya gupta Nava yuva yuga kelas Tatcha pashyandra home Nija nikata nivasam Dehi govardhana twam. One more time. Haridayitam apurvam Radhika kundam atma Priya sakamiha kante Narmana lingya gupta Nava yuva yuga kelas Tatcha pashyan raho me Nija nikata nivasam Dehi govardhanatvam. O Govardhan, O hill that hiding as you playfully embrace the neck of your dear friend, Lord Hari's dear, unprecedented Radha Kund, secretly gazes at the pastimes of the youthful divine couple, please grant to me residence near you. So, we laid our foundation yesterday a little bit, speaking about the identity of Giriraj. And we spoke from many different sources of Bhavishya Purana and Garga Sanhita and Narada Purana and many different sources about how it is that Giriraj is Vishnu Tattva, but he's in the mood of a devotee. And this verse today indirectly also confirms that. How is that? We'd like to explain. Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that, my dear Giriraj, your Haridaitam, you're very dear to Lord Krishna, and Apurvam Radhika Kundam Atma. Another way is that Haridaitam Apurvam, that very dear Radha Kund, who's Apurvam, who's unprecedented. That Radha Kund, he says, is your Atma. Your soul. The soul of Giriraj is Radha Kund, according to Raghunath Das Goswami here. Or another way to put it is that Atma means your own. His Atma Priyasakam. That Radha Kund is Giriraj's very dear friend. And he a Kante. Kante means the neck. Kante Narama. Narmana. Narmana means to be very playful. And Alingya. Narmana Alingya. Narmana means playful, and lingya, alinga means to embrace. So in a very playful way, Giriraj is embracing Radha Kund, a playful way because we don't see it directly. Narmana lingya gupta, because it's a very hidden thing, gupta. Nava Yuva Yuga Kelas Tat Chapashan Rahome. And that Radha Kund and Giriraj, they're always gazing at the Nava Yuva Yuga Kelas. Kela means the pastimes or the play. The Nava Yuva Yuga, the youthful divine couple. Tatcha Pashyan. Pashyan means to see. Rahome in a very solitary, hidden place. So Giriraj Govardhan, as we were mentioning yesterday, has some connection in this sense in Gauralila with the Gambira, because it's the same kind of mood. And that was a long discussion we went on yesterday. I don't want to go there again. But Gauralila in Puri culminates in Gambira. Gambira means someplace very hidden. And Rahome here also means some hidden place. So that hidden mood, which indirectly also we can understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami are teaching us also, we need a hidden place in our own hearts. And this is why he wants to come close to Giriraj, so that he can come close to Giriraj's mood, come close to that place where Radha and Krishna are performing their pastimes. As we mentioned yesterday, Govardhana Twam, as one word, means that you let me reside near you. But according to the Sunday, if you break it into two words, Govardhana Twam, then it means the mood of Giriraj. Let me come close to the mood that you have as a devotee. So we've been speaking something from this commentary, which we're printing in our magazine, which I hope very much will be ready with in a week at least, a few days maybe. We printed a commentary which is accredited to Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. And in this verse, he says that here perhaps Giriraj is replying to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhana Twam, please grant me residence near you. So perhaps then Giriraj says, okay, there's so many different places. Previously, as we spoke last year, in the third verse, Giriraj told him, why do you want to come near me? There's so many different places. There's Sanket, there's Vrindavan, there's Barsana. There's so many different places that you can get Krishna bhakti. He says, no, I want the kind of bhakti that you have. So now Giriraj, in this verse, according to Baladeva Vidyabhushan, is saying that, okay, I have so many different places around me, Dhananivartan Kund, Kusum Sarovar, so many different places. Which place do you want to stay at? And Raghunath Das Goswami, he's answering here. He says that in particular, I want to stay by Radha Kund. Why is that? Because as Sachinanda Maharaj was speaking the other day, one answer can be that Radha Kund and Shama Kund are considered to be the eyes of Giriraj. In the song that we were singing yesterday, there's a nice line to it that I can sing and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Dana Gati Indra Tila Hare Devastane Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Tava Abharane Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna In this fourth line of this Govardhan Artik song, the author speaks about different places around Giriraj, Dangati, which we spoke something about yesterday, Indratila. Indratila, there's two places known as Indratila near Giriraj. One is now under cement. It's a bus stand over near the police station in Govardhan town. And that's the place where Brijbasis traditionally, before they did their Indra Yajna, they would raise a flag on the hill there to Indra as part of their Yajna. And so that's a very significant thing, because he's mentioning Indratila here, because Giriraj smashed that pride of Indra. The word flag in Sanskrit is dvaja. And we say that someone is a dharmadvaji. Dharmadvaji is someone who's waving a flag, a so-called dharmic person like Indra. And Raghunath Das Goswami teaches us that if we want to approach Giriraj, we have to begin Nija Pati Bhuja Dandach Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. He says in the first verse of this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, we have to give up our pride. And he speaks about how Giriraj smashed the pride of Indra. So this has also happened at Indra Tila. There's another Indra Tila also, where Krishna sat, and that's right next to Govinda Kund. It's also covered over by buildings today. So he mentions Danagati, Indra Tila, Haridev Stani, the place of Haridev, which is right near to Manasi Ganga. There's also a long story about that. I don't want to go in that direction now. And then he says that Shyamakund, Radhakund, Tava, Abharayani. That Shyamakund and Radhakund are your abharana, your ornaments. Generally, the ornaments on a person are considered to be the most attractive or most beautiful parts of that person. So in Giriraj, his ornaments are Radhakund and Shyamakund. And if we say, as we were speaking yesterday, that Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha, and this is why our Goswamis were so intent on worshiping Giriraj, and this is why they were so intent in particular in worshiping Giriraj as a devotee, because that's in the mood of the servants of the gopis, the Manjaris, which is the six Goswamis. Raghunath Das Goswami is Tulsi Manjari. Sometimes they say Rati Manjari. So if Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha, then Radhakund and Shyamakund are the ornaments of that love. At the time of Radhakund's appearance, Krishna told Radha, Tadvad idam saro me, that this lake is as dear to me as you are. This is from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the 36th chapter, 10th canto, text 16. He quotes a number of verses which describe the origins of Radhakund and Shyamakund. He doesn't say exactly where they're from. All he says is, Puraniki Vamsatyaslokair Nibadyate. And these 20 verses from the Puranas. He doesn't say which Purana. So Krishna told Radharani, Tadvat idam saro me. This lake is just as dear to me as you are. Similarly, Srimati Radharani, she told Krishna, Snayad vasen mamasa eva maha priho stu. That whoever bathes in or resides at your kund is very dear to me. Sometimes devotees, they think when they go to Radhakund, why go to Shyamakund? I'll just take bath at Radhakund. Radhakund is a personification of Radharani. We don't need the Shyamakund. That's not actually very rasik. So the Vaishnavas, traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they begin by offering obeisances and sprinkling water, however you take bath, going into the water of Radhakund first to show their allegiance to Radharani. And then they go to Shyamakund. And they take bath at Shyamakund because taking bath at Shyamakund, they're going to be very become very dear to Srimati Radharani. And then they go back again to Radhakund. That's a tradition many devotees follow at this place. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's particularly mentioning Radhakund and Shyamakund because Radhakund is very, very dear to Giriraj. And here he's saying in his verse that Shyamakund and Radhakund are Giriraj's very, very dear friend. So one lesson that we get from this verse is the importance of having devotee friends. Someone may say, what is the necessity of speaking about Radhakund and Shyamakund? What does Giriraj need to have a friend for? He's Giriraj. He has everything. There's an interesting discussion in the book Prema Vilas by Narottam Das, by Nityananda Das. In chapter 11, Lokanath Goswami, he speaks to Narottam Das Thakur, gives him instructions, and he gives him some secret, how it is you get the holy name. Very, very pertinent secret for all of us in our Nam Bhajan. You may think, what is the necessity of anything else? I take the holy name from Gurudev, and I chant the holy name. But Lokanath Goswami says, no, that's not enough. You may not actually get the holy name. He says, Harinama Sadiba, to really acquire the holy name, you have to do something else.
Harinama Sadiba, Guru Sange Taki Sada, Vaishnavera Sange Loba Koriba Sarvata Bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
He says that if you want to acquire the holy name, Harinama Sadiba, the first thing you have to do is Guru Sange Taki Sada. You have to always associate with Gurudev. That's not such an easy thing. I remember I had the good fortune to travel with my Guru Maharaj as his servant, and I was with him practically 24 hours a day. I would sleep under the bed next to him and give him massage at night. But I wasn't with him always. He was sleeping maybe 3 hours a night, and so was I then. When he would go to the toilet, I would lean up against the door and sleep for a few minutes. So I wasn't with him in that time. Or someone may say, I'm not with Gurudev when Gurudev goes to America. Gurudev's traveling here and there. How can I be always with Gurudev? Once we gave a class in Vrindavan and we were speaking about this point, how we should always associate with Gurudev. And one of the devotees came to me afterwards and he said, Prabhuji, that's not so easy. How can I do that? My Gurudev, he's always traveling. And I told him, I said, please don't mind me saying something a little harsh, but I don't understand why you took initiation from your guru if you think he's a mundane person. And he was a little shocked. And I don't think like that, he said. And I said, well, if you think that time or space, some material thing, will separate you from your Gurudev, then that means those material elements must be greater than your Gurudev, and therefore it implies that Gurudev, your guru, must be someone material. So when Lokanath Goswami says that Guru Sange Taki Sada, he means that we always associate with Gurudev in the heart. Otherwise, as Srila Prabhupada once said, the mosquito is also associating very intimately with the king, but his association is not appreciated. So Sangha takes place on the heart. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Saartha Darshani commentary on the third canto Bhagavatam in one place, he says the function of the disciples to be anubhav. We're following the mood of Gurudev. We want to come very close to his mood. Burijan Prabhu was saying a very nice thing on Prabhupada's disappearance day here at the palace. And he was speaking of the importance of all the devotees reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And then he added something else. He said, that's also not enough. You should also listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, his recorded lectures. Because if you do that, you can hear the inflections, the voice inflections that Prabhupada gave. You can hear, understand something more about his mood. And our purpose in doing that is not just to acquire information, but our purpose in doing that is to try to understand something of the mood of Srila Prabhupada. We want to understand the mood of Gurudev. And in this way, Guru Sange Taki Sada, I can always be close to Gurudev. Otherwise, I can't chant the holy name. Harinama Sadiba. I can't, who am I? The holy name is Krishna. I can't just go and associate directly with Krishna. But if I'm with Gurudev, then I can chant. I can associate. And one other thing. Lokanath Goswami tells Narottam Das, Vaishnavera Sangi Loba Koriba Sarvata, that you should always remain close to the association of the Vaishnavas. And he says, Vaishnava, Vaishnavera Sange Lobha, you should be very, very greedy to get that association of the Vaishnavas. In other words, it's not enough just to have association with Gurudev. It's not enough even just to be initiated, but we also have to have association with the devotees. We've gotten initiated in this mantra now. What do I do with it? Now we have to go and associate with the devotees and chant. And in this verse today, Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us this principle that Giriraj is a team player. And his team is with Radhakon and Shamakon and so many of the different sacred places around Govardhan Hill. Giriraj, he's embracing Radhakon and Shamakon. Raghunath Das Goswami glorifies Radhakon in a number of different places. In Vilapkusa Manjali, in text number 97, he says that Sakundam Tava Lalakshi Sapriyaya Sad Aspadam Atraiva Mama Samba Sa Ihaiva Mama Samstiti. He speaks to Srimati Radharani, and he addresses her as Lalakshi. Lalakshi means a girl who has very restless eyes. And Krishna, he becomes stunned by the sidelong glance. It was described in Radha Kripa Kataksa Stavaraj. He becomes stunned by the sidelong glance of Srimati Radharani. So she's known as Lalakshi, or that girl whose akshi, her eyes, or Lola. They're very restless, moving back and forth in different places. And he prays to Radharani that Swakundam, this Radhakund, is your lake. And he says that this is the dwelling place of you and your beloved Krishna. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that Mama Sambhasa, Mama Samstiti, this is the only place that I want to stay. I want to stay at Giriraj, and specifically, I want to stay at Radhakund. At the end of his life, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he was meditating on Giriraj Govardhan. We wrote some article about this in our magazine also, about Govardhan Hill and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, and how one of his last tours, he came to Govardhan. He established some property. It's mentioned in one article, the Gaudiya. We don't know what that property is today, but he established some place here at Govardhan. And he went to Jagannath Puri, and he stayed at Chatak Parvat, which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said is non-different from Govardhan Hill. And a very interesting thing I won't speak on today, but I'll just tease you with this, that he said, why do we walk on this hill, Chatak Parvat? Why do I put my bhajan kutir on top of the hill? And why is it that here we have a place on the top of the hill, the established deities of Srila Vyasadeva and Madhvacharya, and down below them, they have deities of Radha Krishna. Why is it he puts the acharyas up top? And he says, why is it that Madhavendra Puri, he disobeyed the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before the time of Mahaprabhu, but Madhavendra Puri was walking on the hill to establish a deity of Gopal. He had to walk on the hill. And why is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't walk on the hill here, but he would walk on the hill in Jagannath Puri? I shouldn't get into this too much. It's a very, very interesting subject matter. But anyway, there at that place, every day, at the very end of his days, he left this world in Kolkata, but he was only in Kolkata, the Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, for a few days before he left. And prior to that, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was staying at Chatak Parvat, and the devotees were every day reciting this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam to him. And he was meditating on this. And Srila Prabhupada's dear friend, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he commented on this, that why did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, why was he praying at the end of his days to Giriraj? Why was he meditating on Giriraj? He said, because we don't want to go to Radhakund. Raghunath Das Goswami goes to Radhakund, but he's Tulsi Manjari. We want to stay near Giriraj. Radhakund's also at Giriraj, but we want to stay a little ways away so that we can render service. He said this was the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And as I think most or all of you know, this is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, one of his last requests was that you take me on Govardhan Parikrama. And the devotees were horrified because the Kaviraj told the devotees that if you take him on that bouncy road in an ox cart, as Srila Prabhupada wanted, then definitely he'll leave his body. The devotees began crying, and a few of them were were willing to do it because Srila Prabhupada ordered. Other devotees, they cried. They said, Prabhupada, please reconsider. And so they didn't do that. And later, after Prabhupada left this world, then they took Prabhupada's murti and they performed this Govardhan Parikrama. I think the devotees do this today every year. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam, may I have residence near Giriraj. And in particular, he's saying, Ihaiva Mama Samstiti, I want to have residence always near Radhakund. Why does Raghunath Das Goswami pray for residence near Radhakund? He also speaks about this in Vilap Kusumanjali. And he says there, Yada tava sarovaram sarasa bringa sangola sat saroru kolo jvala maduravari sampuritam sputat saras jaksi henayana yugma sakshad vibho tadaiva mama lalasak janji tadaiva dashirase. He said, my dear Radharani, when will my eyes directly see your pond, Radhakund? And that Radhakund, he said, is filled with wonderful lotus flowers and surrounded by blissfully humming bees. And then at that place, at Radhakund, I'll get the pleasure. He says it, Lalasa Jani Tavaiva Dashi Rase. There at that place, I'll be able to taste the nectar of your service. This was Raghunath Das Goswami's point. I had a nice talk yesterday with Mother Lakshmi Moni. She was mentioning a point which also has stood out in my heart in some ways, and how the devotees today, so many times, they don't take very seriously the instructions of their guru. They don't take very seriously their services. And sometimes everybody leaves the temple because they want to go to Braj for Kartik or this thing or that thing. But she was commenting how that was very different at the time of Srila Prabhupada. The devotees, they did their service. Their service was everything for them. I was hearing a few days ago something from Bibi Govinda Maharaj. And after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, he was in Loy Bazaar and one of his Brijbasi friends was speaking to him and he said, so Maharaj, what are you going to do? He said, Ayodhyapati Prabhu at that time. He said, what are you going to do now? Your Guru Maharaj is gone. And he said, I didn't even think about it. He said, I'm just going to do the same thing that I've always done. I've always just followed the instructions of my authorities. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm going to serve Srila Prabhupada through his instruction. But today, devotees more and more, they're thinking more of their own pleasure. How am I going to make advancement? And they think, well, Gurudev, they go to their Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, you told me that I should go and distribute books, that I should preach, but I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj, it's not good for me. And I need to do this other thing. I have to think of my spiritual life. So I'm going to go and focus on my nambhajan or this or that. Of course, if we have some difficulty, we should speak our mind to our guru. But if we think that there's something, some way I'm going to make spiritual advancement better than by following the order of my guru, then we have a serious misconception. For the devotees, the order of their guru is their everything. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the order of our guru, that's our life, that's the essence of our spiritual life. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's not thinking of his own personal pleasure to go to Radhakund, but he's saying, I want to go there so I can render service. And he prays to Radhakund, He Sri Sarovara Sada Twai Samadisha Pristena Saramiha Kelati Kamarangai Twam Chet Priyat Prihamataiva Tayor Itam Ittimam Hadar Shadyad Kripaya Mama Jivetam Twam. He says, O Radhakund, my Swamini Radha always enjoys so many pastimes with her beloved Shamsundar on your banks. and you Radhakund are more precious to them than life itself. Therefore, you please grant me darshan this day of Srimati Radharani. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying to be close to Giriraj, in particular to Radhakund, because he wants to do service there. Just as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was praying at the end of his days, I want to go near Giriraj so I can serve a little distance away, because our Gurujanas, our Sakhi Manjaris, they're serving there at Radhakund, and I'm going to be a little distance away, and I'll bring them things. Maybe I'll bring them milk products. I'll carry different minerals and things from Govardhan Hill they can use to decorate. The Swamini, Radhika, and Krishna decorate their faces and things. I'll stay a little distance away for service, because that Sevananda is the greatest of all ecstasies. That Sevananda is such great ecstasy that Krishna himself came as Giriraj. Krishna became a devotee. Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because there's more pleasure in service. There's so much pleasure in service that Krishna himself wants to come as a devotee. So whatever service that we've gotten from our Gurudev, from our Gurujanas, we should know that's my life and my soul. And this is the path by which I'll get everything. Indirectly, this verse in another way indicates that Giriraj is Haridasa Varyo, or the greatest of devotees. Many times it's said that Lord Shiva, he's the greatest devotee. And the Bhagavatam, 12th canto, describes it, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, that Mahadev, Lord Shiva, he's the greatest of devotees. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he's written this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, and he's also written another prayer called the Govardhan Ashraya Dasaka, also 10 verses. 10 verses Govardhan Ashraya, taking shelter of Giriraj. And in text 5 there, he gives us a clue which may help us understand something of this fifth verse also in the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. And Raghunath Das Goswami there says, Ganga kochadikam brakari parajarishtam kundam vahan bhaktya yasirasa natena satatam prehansiyad apyabhut radha kundamanim tataiva murajit proda prasadam dadat Preyastavya mano bhavat kaihatam govardhanam nashrayat. He said that kaihatam govardhanam nashrayat. Who won't take shelter of Giriraj Govardhan? Because Giriraj, he's always carrying on his head the lakes known as Shamakund, and that Shamakund is millions of times greater than the Ganga, which is born from the feet of Krishna. He says, therefore, Giriraj is the object of Krishna's mercy, and he's become more dear to the Lord than even Lord Shiva. Govardhan carries the jewel known as Radhakund. He has therefore become the most dear and glorious of devotees. So Mahadev, Lord Shiva, he's become Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. He's become auspicious because he carries on his head the Ganga, which comes from the lotus feet of Krishna. The third canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 28, text 22, describes, Yachchocha nishrita sharit pravaro dakena tirtena murdya dikritin Shiva Shiva obhut. That Lord Shiva became Shiva, or auspicious, blessed, by carrying the water of the sacred Ganga that emanates from Lord Vishnu's feet. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that Ganga kochadikam, that the water which comes from Aristakund. What is Aristakund? Does anybody know? Aristakund is another name of Shamakund. It was formed from the feet of Aristasura. That Aristakund, that water, is millions of times holier than the water of the Ganga. Narottam Das Thakur, he explains how it is that all these different sacred places have some quality of sacredness. Mm-hmm.
Tirtha Yatra Parishram Kevala Manir Abram Sarva Siddhi Govinda Charan Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says, Tirtha Yatra Parishram Kevala Manir Abram.
This Tirtha Yatra is just Kevala. It's simply Manir Abram. It's just an illusion. You're going on Tirtha Yatra.
It's Parishram. It's just hard work for no good reason. Because you should know that Sarva Siddhi Govinda Charan, all perfection lies at the lotus feet of Govinda.
So that same Govinda, that the waters of the Ganga, they come from his lotus feet.
But Shyamakund was created by the strike of Krishna's heel, and it was filled with all the holy waters of the universe on Krishna's order.
And Radhakund, is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is even more glorious.
Sei kunde je ekar bada kori snan tanre radha sama prema Krishna kori dan bolo. Hare Krishna.
He says that Sei kunde je ekar bada kori snan. If you just one time take bath in the waters of Radhakund, then Krishna will give ecstatic love to that person who takes bath there.
So Lord Shiva, he's the greatest of devotees, and he's Shiva, he's auspicious because he carries the water of the Ganga on his head.
But Giriraj is even greater because he carries Radhakund and Shyamakund on his head.
And his carrying Radhakund and Shyamakund on his head surpasses the service of Lord Shiva in a number of different ways.
The Ganga comes from Lord Vishnu's feet, but Shyamakund comes from Krishna's feet, who is the origin of Vishnu. That's the first reason.
Second reason, Radhakund is even more glorious than Shyamakund.
So Giriraj is a greater devotee than Lord Shiva for the second reason.
The third reason, Lord Shiva only carries Ganga Devi on his head, but Shyamakund contains all the sacred waters of the universe, which were called there personally by Krishna.
So Giriraj's service of carrying Shyamakund on his head is greater in this sense again than Lord Shiva's carrying the Ganga.
Lord Shiva, moreover, it wasn't a voluntary thing. It wasn't his idea.
Oh, I think I'd like to put the Ganga on my head.
But Maharaj Bhagirathi, he had to perform severe penances to please Lord Shiva.
And it was only after doing so much penance that he was able to convince Lord Shiva to carry the Ganga on his head.
But Giriraj, he carries Radhakund and Shyamakund on his head without anyone requesting him.
He does it with the greatest devotion.
Bhaktyaha sirasanatena.
He carries it on his head without anyone asking him to do that.
Moreover, Lord Shiva, when he carries the Ganga, he's always moving around. And he's doing his tandava nritya sometimes, his dance.
But Giriraj, he serves in a better way because he doesn't move anywhere.
Radhakund and Shyamakund are on his head and he just stays there in one place.
So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, in this verse, perhaps he's evoking the fifth verse of his Govardhanashraya Dasakam and showing that Giriraj, he's also the greatest devotee. He's greater than Lord Shiva because Radhakund and Shyamakund are there on his head.
Radha Kunda Govardhane Smaro Mana Ratri Dine Dharasana Rati Dana Tari Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Smaranete Kripa Dara Prema Mandakini Para Utaibe Hride Para Bhare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The poet prays to his mind. My dear mind, please always remember Radha Kund and Giriraj Govardhan day and night, because they'll grant to you the darshan of the divine couple, and they'll grant to you the love for the divine couple. And thereby the ocean of your heart will swell up, just like the nectarian Ganga stream of prema enters it, brought down by their mercy on the strength of your devotion to them. So this is our prayer. And in this fifth verse of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, we get some understanding of the importance of serving devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he writes in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that all the different incarnations of Lord Vishnu have the right to play the roles of servitors of Lord Krishna by descending as devotees. And we see this with Lakshman, we see this with Advaitacharya, we see this with Lord Nityananda, we see this with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're Vishnu Tattva. But they've come to relish being a devotee. Prabhupada said, when an incarnation gives up the understanding of his Godhead and plays a part of a servitor, he enjoys a greater taste of transcendental mellows than when he plays the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Krishna manifests his form of Giriraj, he gets more pleasure. Because as we spoke yesterday, Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha. Giriraj appeared to serve Srimati Radharani's desire by becoming a place where Radha and Krishna could meet. And by Krishna serving Radharani in that way, he gets more pleasure. And in this fifth verse of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, Raghunath Das Goswami is also indirectly showing us that Giriraj, he gets so much pleasure by embracing his dear friends, Radha Kund and Shama Kund. And in this way, he's also teaching us something about the importance of being team members. It's not enough just to practice our devotion on our own, but I want to be with devotees. This is a very, very important thing to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada spoke so much about unity in diversity. And he said, Buri Jampabu again, on Prabhupada's disappearance day. He started off his talk and he said that Srila Prabhupada gave us an instruction which we've never yet followed. That's a very powerful introduction. He said, we haven't followed yet. And that was, he said, that every year we should meet in Mayapur and discuss unity and diversity. So here at Govardhan, we see so much diversity. We see the pigs, we see the ants, we see the monkeys, we see the dogs, we see different sadhus. There's some dacoits, there's some children who sometimes come and they want to pick your pocket. There's so many different personalities, but all of them have one thing in common. They're all getting shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. And so also in this movement, there's so many different types of devotees. But we all have one thing in common. We're all taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada. And to serve Srila Prabhupada, we should focus how I can become a better team member, how I can serve. Just like Giriraj, he's the best team member. He's not just thinking of his own glory, but he's providing different things, different substances, nice waters, different trees for shade, caves, minerals, so many different things he's providing for the devotees so that they can serve Radha and Krishna. He's not just thinking of his own service, but how can I facilitate the service of other devotees? So this is a very wonderful and relevant message that we can get from this fifth verse of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. I'd like to stop there. We have 6 minutes. And I would like to ask the devotees, especially we have so many senior devotees here, Sachinanda Maharaj, Jagatarani Mataji, and so many senior devotees. If you have any reflections, any thoughts about what we were saying, that anything that struck you, and maybe afterwards we can have a question or two also. Does anybody have any thoughts about these subject matters? Or any questions? I like this activity that Vaisheshika Prabhu does. Everybody's being a little, someone's over here. He asks devotees for reflections because then it creates a sangha when different devotees volunteer. You said this thing, it reminded me of something else. You said this thing, and I really appreciate that. So is there something from somebody over here? Raise your hand. Is there a mic that we can give to him? Is that possible? Sorry, I'm getting everybody by surprise. Hold your hand up, please. In the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, Krishna speaks about Vaishnava Sangha, and he uses the word paraspara. It's also a Bengali word. Paraspara and katanam. He said this kata, it's not a lecture. It's not some instruction, but he uses the word paraspara. Paraspara means there's some exchange. There should be some back and forth with the devotees. Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. I often hear, this is regarding yesterday lecture, when I speak with local Vrijabhasis, they often refer to Govardhan as Thakurji. If you can comment on that.
Thakurji is a similar mood to addressing Giriraj as Baba. Thakurji means my God. And they call him Thakur. Thakur also means, traditionally in India, someone is a Thakur who's in charge of, he's a landlord. They have a bunch of different property. So Giriraj is a real Thakur because he has the best property. He's in charge of that. And a Thakur means someone who gives services. So Giriraj is Thakur in that way. And Thakur also means our worshipable deity. But in Braj, they have a very familiar, sweet attitude with Giriraj, and they address him as Thakur, they address him as Baba. Pancharatna Prabhu? Prabhuji? Pancharatna? Pancharatna Prabhu doesn't need him.
You said something but then you didn't elaborate.
Okay.
You mentioned hidden place. And the devotees, you started to speak about a need, but you didn't elaborate.
In the second verse of Govardhan Prarthana Dasukam, Raghunath Das Goswami says that Kandare Kandare Te, he speaks about the many, many different caves at Govardhan. And the word Kandara means cave, but it also means some place, some confidential hidden place. And so we learn this from the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you've often heard me say in Puri, we like to call Jagannath Puri the Jagannath Puri University of Braj Prem. It's a university that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened to show us how to do bhajan to attain Braj. And each one of the different tirthastalis there are different classrooms. The first classroom is the Jagannath Mandir. And there's a number of different teachings from the Jagannath Mandir, but one that we learn is that this is the place of public worship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going there. Millions of people are going to have darshan of Jagannath. And according to Lochandas Thakur and Chaitanya Mangal, Mahaprabhu was going there three times a day. Lord Jagannath was his Ishtadev. When Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rangam, he made deities of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra with his own hands. So that Jagannath Mandir, it's not always so perfect. As we mentioned the other day, the person who installed the deity of Lord Jagannath is Lord Brahma. That Lord Brahma came as Haridas Thakur, but they don't let him inside the temple because they have some misconception. But in spite of their misconception, in spite of the problems there at the temple, which represents organized religion, there's always some problems in organized religion. It's a promise. In spite of those problems, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that he always supports organized religion. And we should also support organized religion. We should also support Srila Prabhupada's mission. It's very important. But where did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay? He didn't stay at the Jagannath Mandir. He stayed a little distance away. It was close by, but another place called the Gambira.
And there, he associated in a very, very intimate way with just Srup Damodar and Roy Ramananda, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Govinda. Those four devotees were the devotees there in the Gambira. And he relished something very, very deep there. So from this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see an instruction in our own spiritual life that we need to have something secret. We need to have a private place. And I think this is one of the reasons why Sachinanda Maharaj and Bharijan Prabhu created this retreat, so devotees could come and there's some place where we can speak about Krishna directly. Whereas on the street, you don't walk up to someone, excuse me, sir, are you flying in or out? Here's this book, and you know God is a blue boy, and he has lots of cows. We don't do that with people in the West, but we need to be able to speak about that with devotees. If amongst devotees, all that we speak about is you should be vegetarian, and someone's been a devotee for 20 years, and we're still telling him you should be vegetarian, and you're not your body. There's such a thing as reincarnation. Devotees become disturbed and they end up leaving. And therefore, Rupa Goswami says, if we want to cultivate bhakti, guyam akyati prichati, we need to have some confidential discussions. Discussions that are appropriate for this group. The things that we're speaking about here, the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, don't try to speak about this on the streets of New York or Paris with brand new people. This is meant for the devotees. So this is the meaning of confidential. We all need something confidential in our hearts. And I found, incidentally, the principle of confidence is such an attractive principle. As we were mentioning to someone yesterday, we can go on the street to a new person and tell them, you know, we have this big temple and it's like a football stadium and 50,000 people come and you should come. Try it. And look at their face and see how they respond. And then go to the same person and say, you know, in our movement, we really place great stress on confidence, on very intimate relationships, and see what kind of response you get from that. Very few people want to go to the football stadium program, but everybody wants something confidential, something very, very sweet and intimate. And we need that. But we also need the Jagannath Mandir. We need to have a big, big temple in Mayapur because so many people will come. Srila Prabhupada wanted that. But I need something also to nourish myself. And this is what Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us here. Because his prayers, as we spoke last year, as Govardhan Prarthana Dasakam, he was affected by Mahaprabhu's kirtan in the Gambira. And these prayers are a kind of echo of Mahaprabhu's kirtan in the Gambira. Okay, so I think we should stop. There's one last quick thing. I'm going to get in trouble. There's another question. Yesterday you told that Giriraj can be approached as Balaram. Can you please explain it? That's a very interesting thing. We're going to speak about this tomorrow. I'd like to have a lot more time for that. It's a little controversial. We have some devotees, sometimes they worship some Shilas as Balaram and some as Radharani. And some people, they complain about that. They say this is some speculation. Is it a speculation? Is it a bona fide thing? We'd like to speak something about that tomorrow. We'd also like to speak something tomorrow about what is the rasa of Giriraj? How does he relate to Krishna? If he's a devotee, if Giriraj is a devotee, what is his relationship with Krishna? What is his rasa? What is his sthayibhav? And we have some different things from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas about that subject. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke, Gopremanandi, Vanchakopadarubhyascha, Kripasindubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha.